Automaker Nissan has been revealing new details about the 2014 model of its all-electric vehicle, the Leaf. The new edition will have a longer range and better fuel economy than previous models. There are a growing number of electric cars on New Hampshire roads these days, but this part of the auto market may grow slowly in this state. Here to explain why is David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and the blog of the same name at graniteGeek.org. He's also hosting a Science Cafe event this Wednesday on the topic of electric cars. Hi, David.
Hi.
Who is buying electric cars in New Hampshire these days? You were talking with a dealer in the Nashua area. And who are the early adopters?
I talked to Steve Nicola, who will be one of our panelists. He's the main Leaf seller, shall we say, at Peter's Nissan in Nashua. And he said they tend to be geeks, as you might expect, people who are excited by the technology as well as the car, people who have analyzed it to within an inch of their life before they show up, know all the details, know all the numbers. The data says that electric and plug-in cars together make up about 0.6% of the entire U.S. car market. So it's pretty niche-y still.
One of the factors that goes into that is the issue of range. The Nissan Leaf range right now is somewhere around 73 miles per charge. And in New Hampshire, you have to drive a little to get from place to place. So even if we have charging stations set up all over the state, which at this point we don't, are electric cars workable in a state like New Hampshire, given the range issue?
I should get you to help plan science cafes, because that's exactly the question that led us to have a science cafe about electric cars, is how realistic are they in New Hampshire specifically, where we have A, cold temperatures, which does something to the battery life, although it's not entirely clear how much, and B, we're a relatively rural state, so people have to drive a reasonable distance. The big places for electric cars, as you would expect, are urban areas, cities, more often than not warm climate cities in California. Although Massachusetts is coming up, partly because they're really funding the charging stations.
Speaking of charging stations and infrastructure, infrastructure actually goes beyond charging stations, because you have to start thinking about the electric grid as a whole, how it might handle demand for power that would come with people charging cars all the time.
The possibility exists that if, 10% of the cars in Nashua were electric and they all plugged in on the grid at the same time on a really hot day, that might be a problem for the grid, and you have to start planning for it. And the flip side of that is some people say that electric car batteries can be used as a way to actually make the grid more resilient by storing energy and releasing it back into the grid. That's a ways down the road. But there have been real reports of people running their house on their Prius battery during power outages, not for long, but for a little bit. And Nissan actually ran an office on four Leafs all plugged together as sort of a publicity stunt in Japan recently. It just indicates that there's something more interesting going on than just swapping out one fuel for another.
And finally, a very technical question. If you have one Nissan electric car, you have a Leaf. If you have two or three or four or ten, is it Leafs? Is it Leaves? What's the plural here?
That is the very first question I will be asking at the Science Cafe.
So we'll find out
soon
enough then.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
All right. Well, David, Leaves or Leafs, thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll check back in again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That's David Brooks of the Nashua Telegraph and graniteGeek.org. You can find more information about the Science Cafe event he's hosting and other Science Cafe events in the state at nhpr.org.